Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tyson Harley on another quick rant of truth on the scales of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the elephant in the room question as of today, 12/6/21, is who says it's this variant out of Africa that you're also saying is the good news is it's not very harmful, but yes, we must test everybody coming into the country if they came from a foreign country. If they went through the airport, but not if they drove through the borders. So the answer is, as I looked into this, because I mentioned this on the last podcast, our identification of something as this variant out of Africa is merely that it doesn't match the previous test, but that we then assume off of a particular type of mismatch that we've expressly identified it. Dude. That, and I'm going to tell you why, because I've looked at the article. That is as though you have a test as to whether or not you have found me. And you say, okay, we're looking for 5'10", 175. Let's just keep it to that. And instead you, and he has two legs. And it has two legs. 5'10", 175. It has two legs. And your mismatch is that, it doesn't match my test. So you know it's not Tyson, but then we assume that it's John Smith from Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky. No, a mismatch is what's defining whether it's John Smith from Louisville. No, it doesn't define it. It merely says it's not Tyson Harley to the extent your test was very good, which that's not much. You got a crap test. But if it mismatches, that doesn't define anything except what it's not. And that is what we're using for this Africa variant. So specifically, let's go into look at language. It's going to be another little study on how to be careful about things. Out of South Africa, dated today, 12/6, will a PCR test pick up if I had the Omicron variant? And so this is under the Times Live, which I guess is a South Africa paper. And so as they continue to study, blah, 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 and the tests are used to determine if there's specific genetic material from the coronavirus. Indications are the variant can be detected. What do you mean indications are? So right there, there's no test. There's no test. It's that it, quote, can be detected. I'm going to tell you how it's not that it's detected by assumption of a mismatch. At the end, we have Mark Stevenson, vice president and chief operating officer at Thermo Fisher, whose tests we're going to talk about, says, this happens to be good fortune that this pattern can flag the presence of Omicron. It's a good early warning system. It can't flag the presence. It can give you something that is consistent with, but not persuasive, and not specific to, and I said it, I wasn't going to say it. I said it in the quote, to this African alleged variant. So we're going to find out that anything that doesn't match the test, but doesn't match it in a certain way, they now say are John Smith from Louisville, Kentucky, who's 7'2" and 375 pounds. When really all it says is it's not Tyson Harley, 5'10", 175. That's all. That's all it tells you. So here we are. We say that what we do is when we're looking at these PCR tests is it looks at three different areas, two of them stable and then the other unstable spike protein, the more variable is the words they use, more variable. So that goes exactly to what I said. Why did you use the more variable spike protein area for your vaccine? So they could make it more narrow and not work as long, and they could continue, this problem and sell more vaccines. That's why. This literally says, sometimes you find nuggets in other areas. They just state plainly, the spike protein area is the more variable area, and the other two areas they look at are two relatively stable areas. And so the real answer to this mismatch is it says, bracket South Africa version, will show positive matches on the two more stable regions, a pattern similar to the one from Alpha, but will show a mismatch on the spike protein portion. So how's it not alpha? Did you just hear that? We use the old test and it mismatches a certain way that is consistent with the alpha, which didn't even make a lot of news. And now we assume it's Omicron. It's any number of variants might match on the stable areas, including pre-novel spike protein variants. We are now counting any number of variants that match on the more stable areas. That is not the genetic material that was inserted in the lab, the spike protein, to make it transmissible to humans. Matches on the more stable areas, but doesn't match the spike protein area, is like the, this is consistent with alpha variant, but it's also consistent with Omicron variant. And so we're going to assume and call it the Omicron variant. I'm telling you again, a mismatch is the way they're identifying whether or not something is Omicron. And I'm sorry, I said the name and I wasn't going to. A mismatch. So they say, well, the Delta would show a match on all three areas. Okay, but how many other ones showed a match on all three areas? And if it matched on all three areas, why did you call it the Delta and not the original? Unless this could be a Delta test, but I don't know if they got to Delta test. I didn't think they did. I thought they only got to the original and then applied it to Delta. So anything that matched was then called, so we're going to get back to the Omicron, which I wasn't going to say, but I'll say for clarity now. Did you do a new Delta test? Because it says, well, it tends to. It turns out Omicron will show positive matches on the two more stable regions, a pattern similar to the one from Alpha variant, but will show a mismatch on the spike protein portion. So will everything pre-spike protein human-engineered onto the mouse backbone. You vast jackasses. The Delta variant will show a match on all three areas. But here's the kicker, and this is the clue. If a patient got three matches out of three, they would likely have the Delta variant. You got to look at what's not missing. They didn't say we use the Delta test, and therefore, if it matches all three, you got your positive for Delta. It says if it matches all three, then you would likely have the Delta variant. But if they had two matches, they would likely have the Omicron variant. No, it's not likely. It's just like in the beginning when they said, you think it's a flu or do you think it's when physicians were given these standards and they said, well, what is more likely? If it is likely the COVID, then you can call it COVID if they have certain symptoms. And it's as easy as going, well, I guess it's the most thing likely because that's what we're talking about. But we don't know how many variants, what total population are affected by variants because they don't give you that information. The total number of people affected by variants. And then they assume, they say, well, you most likely have the Omicron. I guarantee you that's how people are administering it. No one's saying, well, remember, Omicron, because it's circular. If it doesn't match, it could be any number of the variants. But what's most likely? The Omicron?
I guess so. Because that's the only one you tell me about, and you haven't given me the information to know whether all the variants that don't match all three, which could be any number of flu variants, is 90% or not. So you see it circular. If 90% of the things are not Omicron, then it is not the most likely answer. The most likely answer is the other things that don't match the spike protein. Literally, we are now saying something that doesn't match the spike protein aspect of the test is Omicron. Well, and so could everything else be. Again, one more time, if you have a test that looks for three markers of whether it's a certain individual, a basic identity, jump on this scale, see what your height is, and what color are your eyes, and then you have mismatches, that cannot indicate a certain person. It can merely indicate that it is not the person that we are testing for. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the bottom of it. That's your answer for the day. That is your answer that we need to say far and wide because NBC Non-News
as covered, or Nothing Broadcasting System, as covered in the last podcast, will not tell you this information. A mismatch is the reason they're calling it a certain particular variant, as though they have an express match. It's a lie. It's a scientific non-entity. You cannot call it scientific. Hey, so was it, hey, did the DNA match Joe, who's our likely suspect? No, it didn't match. Well, it must be Fred then. It's no more scientific than that. It's a matter of scale as to just how ridiculous it is. But as far as actually being scientific, it's no more scientific than if you look for DNA, you know it must match this person, you get a mismatch, and then you assume it's another person. You assume the DNA testing has proven that it's the other person who it didn't match. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's a big one. All right, thank you for listening. Catch me here on Scales of Truth and on Chemology 411. Both are on multiple platforms. The native one for this one is Audio Boom, but it goes to other ones. You can go to Audio Boom to see what all else it goes to, but it definitely goes to Spotify, for instance. Thanks for listening, guys.